Welcome back to Dog Pound Report. This week we are premiering a new segment called Position Spotlight, where we'll be breaking down the Browns position by position and looking ahead to what changes are in the cards. And joining us is Nathan's partner in crime on Cleveland Browns Daily, Matt Wilhelm. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. In honor of Matt being here, we'll start with the defense and your boys on the defensive line. Before we even get started talking about that, let's take a look back at the highlights of the 2014 season.
We saw the defense looking pretty good in those highlights, but overall it was a little bit of a tough year. Last in the league against the run, last in the league in terms of yards per carry allowed, but the real reason was injuries. Desmond Bryant was the only consistent force on that defensive line. You had Armani Bryant playing 5 games. Phil Taylor played in 5 games. John Hughes, only 5 games. So they were missing a lot of their guys all season long.
Yeah, it's absolutely a luxury to have, you know, the significant depth that they had last year, and they do again this year. But that next man up mentality is really what got us through last season, and we look to catapult forward this year with a deep line.
All right, speaking of next man up, Billy Winn had a chance to talk about next man up earlier this week.
Every man on the defense knows his job. They all make sure that if an instance where a guy does go down, that the next man up knows exactly what he has to do. So they embed that in your mind where they want to make sure that just everybody is – is sound from a playbook standpoint. It's the next man up. He's got to carry the flag and do what he's got to do for his team.
Guys, that couldn't be more true. You know, the experience on this defensive line is what got us excited about this group last year. We're even more excited about it this year. We got everybody healthy. Phil Taylor, Billy Wynn's back. John Hughes got his extension. We add that toughness in Randy Starks, a 2-time Pro Bowler from the Miami Dolphins, comes here with an attitude. He was recruited by Carlos Dansby, so he's coming here to play like a Brown for sure. So this is the group that's going to be the foundation of how well our defense will play this year.
Well, it's amazing. Going into last year, that was supposed to be the strength of this defense. Then the injuries decimated that, and the narrative changed very early on in the season. Now everybody is back healthy. I think you make a big addition with Randy Starks and get rid of Ataba Rubin, which I think is an addition by subtraction. So I think the line's in better shape today going into the season than it was a year ago. Plus, I don't think they're done. I think they're going to go in the draft and pick up one of those big run stuffers in the middle as well to kind of help this line out overall.
Matt, how much does it help the defensive philosophy when your head coach was a former defensive coordinator?
Oh, it's absolutely huge. And again, the great thing about it, we had Jim O'Neill on Cleveland Browns Daily as well, and he talked about that Mike Pettine gave him the reins about week 5 last year. So Mike Pettine, being a Rex Ryan kind of sibling, is coming in with an attitude and wanting to get to the quarterback, you know, and sack the quarterback. For first and foremost, this is a group with Jim O'Neill leading them as a defense coordinator that's going to focus on stopping the run. I wouldn't be surprised if he focused on that 5 minutes into his first meeting with that defensive group. Is we're going to stop the run, and this is how we're going to do it, because they went back and watched all that film, you know, which is sometimes excruciating to watch, being 32nd overall, about the success other teams had. They're going to make that as a chip on their shoulder and something they're going to want to eradicate this football season.
All right, well, you talked about Jim O'Neill, and so we'll discuss what's next for the Browns' defensive line. Here's what's in store, according to Coach O'Neill, and what he has to say about a key signing that was made here in the offseason.
I think, again, Randy Starks is going to be a reliable guy. He's made the Pro Bowl 2 times in his career. I think he's only missed 4 games. He's a power pass rusher, which means he'll be able to push the pocket and get the quarterback off his spot, which is going to make guys like Paul Kruger, Dez, and Armani and Mingo that much more effective, because those guys are more that are going to beat you around you. You know, he's going to get that quarterback off the spot and flush him to him. So, you know, and again, I'm excited about him mentoring the young guys in that room.
All right, guys, let's talk about Starks for a second and the draft, because how does Starks affect the draft, and then also how does Starks affect this team next year, depending on what spot he can play? Because he could play, too, if they needed him to.
Well, I think they're going to go with him at the 3 technique right now. They're moving Phil Taylor inside. You got Dez Bryant at the 5 technique. What I like about Randy Starks is his ability to get to the quarterback in addition to stopping the run. They like to use a lot of exotic fronts, so I think in nickel situations, you might see him actually in the middle to collapse the pocket. And I think they feel pretty good about what they have on the ends. Phil Taylor could slide out to one of of those spots, either the three or the five, if need be. So when you think about the draft, that's why I said the run stopper. You got a guy like Danny Shelton in the middle, whether it's going to be a guy like Malcolm Brown, Jordan Phillips.
Keep talking Danny
Eddie
Shelton because I want to hear it.
I love Danny Shelton.
Are you on board with that too?
I'm on board with Danny Shelton too. He's a disruptor. We talked about him last week. You know, 80 tackles, 8.5 sacks, 16.5 tackles for a loss. He plays in the offensive backfield, and that's exactly what this team needs.
Yeah, and you're going to see, like I said, those multiple fronts. He's a guy that can be out there and collapse the pocket. That's what they didn't have last year. Somebody in the middle that could force the quarterback to the outside, as Jim O'Neill said, flush him to your rushers on the edge. They didn't have that. Randy Starks gives that to you. He had over 4 sacks last year, but didn't play much in passing situations. One of the top efficiencies as a pass rusher from a defensive tackle. They're going to use him that way this season.
And more so than anything, I think he's going to bring leadership. Leadership to that room. There are a bunch of young guys who've been thrown out there. You know, John Hughes is going into his 4th season. Phil Taylor is going to have a contract year as well. So Randy Starks will bring leadership and production to that room.
Again, I think you hammer home the point that I think we all need to remember on defense. It's stop the run.
Yes.
Stop the run. Stop the run.
That's what they're going to do. They are going to stop the run this year so they can earn the right to rush the passer. They're going to knock people down, not help them up. This is going to be a nasty defense. Starks was a big piece of that, and I think what they do in the draft is going to be a part of that. And you got to bring everybody back healthy, and let's see what this line actually can do.
If not, you'll go in there and you'll start yelling at guys in the locker room, right?
I absolutely would. I did it when I played, and I'll do it again.
All right, Matt, thanks. Just don't yell at us.
You got it. No problem.
All right, we'll be right back on Dog Pound Report.
Coming up next, we talk about a special visit for a fan on the mend, why the city of Cleveland should be proud of their teams, and give away tickets to see the uniforms revealed in person.